7:02, according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:05, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, strictly two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog-daring you since 1990. I wouldn't have it any other way right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I'm thinking it's going to be about 45 minutes, but we'll see what it looks like when the time comes. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. And those times are going to get shorter now that we have the community participation portion of the research on radio obituaries. I want to thank everybody who's already assisted in that matter today, yesterday, whenever it was that we started that. It's going to be extremely helpful to help me plow through the backlog of radio obituaries. But more about that later, because in the first portion of tonight's program, we have a very special guest. We have Paulette in the studio tonight. Paulette, human being, you know, she is a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, one of the originals, when you come right down to it. She's going to be talking and playing, and we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming gigs in the Tourette of Massachusetts that's going on right now for Paulette. But that'll be in just a few minutes. We'll have a couple tunes to get us all settled in, and then Paulette. What more else is there to say right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
Tonight, I mustn't think of him. Music, maestro, please. Tonight, I must forget those precious hours, but no hearts and flowers. Play your lilting melodies, ragtime, jazz time, swing, any old thing. to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. He used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. He danced divinely, and I loved him so. But there I go tonight, I mustn't think of him. No more memories. So play tonight, I must forget. Music, maestro, please. So please don't play a waltz. He danced divinely, and I loved him so. But there I go tonight, I mustn't think of him. No more memories. Maestro, please. So play tonight, I must forget. Music, maestro, please.
Our kids gotta go to school.
Oh yeah.
Learn how not all abuse the golden rule.
Oh yeah,
make everybody feel like a fool. It's like we are insane, blowing 10 times our planet.
Our planet
with only 9th of brain. Success would be inconsequential.
Oh yeah.
And still we hardly scratch the surface.
Oh yeah.
Totally wasted. Let's feel like
pretty good.
Yeah, we got it. Let's get off on it.
Hey, you're done tootin'.
Do dope.
Oh yeah.
Do dope.
Oh yeah.
Let's do dope.
Oh yeah.
Do dope.
Oh yeah.
Do dope.
Oh yeah.
Who voted?
Yeah!
Who wrote it?
All right!
The law is what we make it. Let's just grow the stuff and take it to the dope.
Oh, yeah.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Paulette Human Being. Of course, one of the original members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. A Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, with many Bubbles in the Think Tank classics in her quiver. Thanks for being here, Paulette.
Thanks for having me on the show, Belinda.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
All the way from Oakland, California.
Yeah, I flew in on Wednesday, and boy, are my arms tired.
Still?
Yeah, I'm still tired. It's a long flight. It's a long flight.
It is a long flight.
Yeah.
Plus, you've already been worn out.
Yeah, like a shoe. Yeah.
By playing a gig on Cape Cod already.
Oh, yeah, that took all my energy. I'm just struggling with energy right now.
You didn't know how to accept all the love. It was very exhausting, I could tell.
Overwhelming. The opposite of underwhelming.
It was a lot of fun to see you live. It was my first time. Actually, it was our first time meeting.
Yeah.
Even though you appeared on a Bubbles in the Think Tank record, it was our first time meeting.
In person, yeah.
Yeah, I should have gone back and tried to figure out how I knew to do that in the first place.
Oh, the roots of our relationship?
Yeah, or? I don't even remember exactly how it all came together. But I'm sure it must have had something to do with the fact that you were on one of the Chandler Travis Philharmonic radio balls. I'm sure that must have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
One would think. You even floated the idea of doing a song that is on one of those radio balls.
Tonight
you did.
Which was this? What was this?
It isn't Liquor Store on Radio Balls?
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that's...
I don't know. Something.
I don't think so.
Really? I thought it was. Oh, well.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anything about that Chandler Travis guy.
I have a bicycle.
And you even rode one yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah, that could be a segue. Thanks.
You're good at this.
Oh, dang. Shoot, thanks.
That's all right. Why don't you play a song about your bicycle?
Okay, here,
okay,
I'll go.
Okay,
good.
I
I like ride bike, I like wear dress. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Ride bike, yeah. Wear dress, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ride bike fast and wear dress long. Sing, sing, sing my favorite song. Ride bike, wear dress, fun, fun, fun. Yes, fun, fun, fun. Yes, yes. Bike riding in a dress. Bike riding in a dress. Bike riding in a dress. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Bike riding in a dress. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Bike riding in a dress. Ride that bike, wear that dress. We're all doing it. You're the only one not doing it. We're all staring at you, looking at you with beady eyes and a big glare. A big glare. I like ride bike, I like wear dress. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ride bike, yeah, wear dress, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the dance part where we're dancing right now. I'm tapping my feet. Everybody in here, we've got about 50 people in here. They're all shuffling around, tapping their feet. It's just nutty, crazy cuckoo, yeah. Total madness. It's like, I can't believe how off the hook everything is in here. It's like, it's unhinged. It's just wild as can be. It's incredible. Bike riding in a dress. Bike riding in a dress. Bike riding in a dress. Oh yes. Bike riding in a dress. Bike riding in a dress. Yes, yes. Oh yes. Yes.
Unhinged in here,
and yeah, it's just off the hook. Yeah, it's just wow, big excitement.
Woo!
Big,
it's pretty huge.
Yeah, the walls are shaking.
The beeping, it keeps on going out there.
It's a metronomic beep.
It really is,
and it's audible.
Yeah, but we don't mind it so much around
no,
here.
No, it adds. It's ambience.
Oh, don't do that. You don't have to do that. But so, if people want to see the madness that comes along with dancing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for your stuff. Like we got two opportunities yet.
Yes.
That's right. So tomorrow, all of our Western Mass people.
I'm physically here.
That's right.
Yeah.
So everybody out in Western Mass can come out to the Dream Away Lodge and see you tomorrow night.
In Beckett. Beckett.
That's correct. Nestled in the Berkshires.
Oh.
You're going to be nestled.
And there's foliage.
Yes.
foliage changing colors and
Let's
hues.
Let's hope so. And then on Monday here in Boston.
At the Bebop.
At the Bebop starting, well, we got the Chandler Travis Trio starting at 5 and then you playing at 6.
Nutty.
It's crazy talk.
Yeah, that's they're both gonna be fun.
They are.
It's just fun. It's fun.
It is fun.
Fun.
What else might you play?
The other one for the request person.
Oh, that's right, because we did take requests from the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group.
For the people other day. Who are the most beautiful people in the world.
That's them.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. I really like to show off my ass. I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass. My ass, it is a luscious piece of me. My ass, it is a luscious piece of me. Its lusciousness will never can't be beat. My ass, it is a luscious piece of me. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Ya-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-dum, da-da-dum. I really like to show off my ass. I really like to show off my ass. Have you seen my ass? Here it is, here's my ass.
After we were talking about it earlier today, I went and looked to see what song of yours I had played more than any other.
Uh-huh.
And it was that.
Really?
Like, leaps and bounds. That's the Bubbles in the Think Tank classic.
That's amazing. I mean, that song, I think, I don't know where. I think there was some guy I saw, and he had tight jeans on, and it just looked like he was trying to show his butt off.
Yeah.
And it was an okay butt. And it just seemed like he was trying to show his butt off. And then, so that's where that song came from. It came from real life.
Real life?
Yeah, that's a true story.
That's a good story.
Yeah, that happened in Oakland. I live in Oakland.
I like Oakland.
Yeah, the guy showed his butt off in Oakland.
But I'm sure that's never happened before in Oakland, though.
I don't know. That's just, it might have. But I don't know, because I only have my experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I read about things that happen, but I don't fully know. It probably happened somewhere else. But.
Well, I like that many of your songs are about your experiences.
Yeah, it gives them a truthfulness and an honesty.
And the stories you tell about them are always the best.
Thank you, I love you.
So I think you've got one more for us.
Yeah, what was the third one I said? The liquor store.
Yeah.
Here we go. This one's a true story, too. Milk under
stacking up over the family of five, killing the parents painlessly, leaving orphan kids to drink liquor to survive. Oh yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paula. Thanks for showing up and being here and doing these gigs this week. It's been a lot of fun already.
It's overwhelming.
So, tomorrow, Sunday night in Beckett at the Dream Away, Monday afternoon, early evening in Boston at the Bebop, 6 p.m. We'd love to see all the Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners possible there. They're everywhere, though, so it's hard to get them all in one place.
Come out, I'll sing for you.
Thank you so much, Paulette. We're going to go out with the tune from the Petite 7-inch, the very first record the Bubbles in the Think Tank made with record store owners. Thanks again, Paulette. I really appreciate you being here this week.
You're very welcome. All
right.
Thank you.
Okay. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Oh, God bless the fuck out of everybody, but especially the record store owners. They build us their shrines and sell us the records, and we listen to the records, to the records, to the records. Finally, things, well, you know, things that go round and round. Records are good. Oh, yes, they are good. I say, oh, I say, they are good, 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 good. I listened to one. It was beautiful. My mind exploded with beauty. How can this be so beautiful? And it's in this fucking room. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm sorry for all of the records I stole. I guess I feel bad, you know, I know it's not right. Day in and day out, filching left, filching there, hundreds and thousands of hot little discs, all free, yes, so free, like a bird in the tree with a ski on its knee in line waiting to pee. Records and records and stores full of them, and shrines for the shamans and prophets and charlatans. And how dearly I love you, how deeply I love, like a groove in a record with a hole worn through by a needle from above.
Told him maybe you don't understand.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're actually going to go straight into the radio obituaries now, because you all know we've got a big backlog sitting out there that we need to get through as we wrap up this radio obituary year at the end of October, so that we can get to the radio obituary retrospective in November. And also your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. We got to wrap up the year so he can poll you to find out which radio obituaries you want to hear in the retrospective. So we've got a lot of work to do between now and then, so we're going to get right to it tonight. Of course, the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. And I'm going to tell you, like I always do before we start, I'm going to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Otis Rush, the American blues musician and singer-songwriter whose distinctive guitar style featured a slow-burning sound and long-bent notes with qualities similar to the styles of the 1950s artists Magic Sam and Buddy Guy. Otis Rush just passed away at 83. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Be a man, go on and dance. your boot just outside that door.
Clap your hands
and he'll refrain.
You just swing.
Don't be ashamed.
Be a man. Run and dance.
Box stop.
Let's rock. Don't let it stop.
You bet not.
Oh, box stop.
You bone and hop.
Let's do the try.
Initial radio obituary tonight. Thanks to Bob Cohen, our director of minutia. Thank you very much. Post-initial radio obituary tonight is for Claudio Lolli, The Italian singer, songwriter, poet, and writer just passed away at 68. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Vecchia piccola borghesia, per piccina che tu sia, non so dire se fai più rabbia, pena, schifo o malinconia. Se un ladro muore, se si arresta una puttana, se la parrocchia del Sacro Cuore acquista una nuova campana, sei soddisfatta dei danni altrui, ti tieni stretti i denari tuoi, assillata dal gran tormento che un giorno se li riprenda il vento. E la domenica vestita a festa, con i capi famiglia in testa, ti raduni nelle tue chiese, in ogni città, in ogni paese, presti ascolto all'omelia, rinunciando all'osteria, così grigia e così per bene, ti porti a spasso le tue catene. Vecchia piccola borghesia, per piccina che tu sia, non so dire se fai più rabbia, pena, schifo o malinconia. Da criminali chiuderesti in un manicomio tutti gli zingari e gli intellettuali. Ami ordine e disciplina, adori la tua polizia, tranne quando deve indagare su di un bilancio fallimentare. Sai rubare con discrezione, meschinità e moderazione, alterando bilanci e conti, fatture, bolle di commissione. Sai mentire con cortesia, con cinismo e vigliaccheria, hai fatto dell'ipocrisia la tua formula di poesia. Vecchia piccola borghesia, per piccina che tu sia, non so dire se fai più rabbia, pena, schifo o malinconia. Sopporti chi fa l'amore più di una volta alla settimana, chi lo fa per più di due ore, chi lo fa in maniera strana, di disgrazie puoi averne tante, per esempio una figlia artista, oppure un figlio non commerciante, o peggio ancora uno comunista. Sempre pronta a spettegolare in nome del civile rispetto, sempre lì fissa a scrutare un orizzonte che si ferma al tetto, sempre pronta a pestare le mani
a chi arranca dentro a una fossa, sempre pronta a leccar le ossa, al più ricco e dai suoi cani. Vecchia piccola borghesia, vecchia gente di casa mia, per piccina che tu sia, il vento un giorno ti spazzerà via.
The next radio obituary is for Will Jordan. Also, another big shout out to Bob Cohen. Will Jordan was an American character actor and stand-up comedian best known for his resemblance and ability to do uncanny impressions of television host and newspaper columnist Ed Sullivan. He was also a friend and early influence on comedian Lenny Bruce. Speaking of, Will Jordan was the one who came up with the catchphrase, "Welcome to our Toast of the Town shoe," which became the stereotypical joke for nearly every Sullivan impersonator going into the future with the really big shoe. He also participated in a recording project called The Sicknicks with Sandy Baron, and they produced a comedy single in addition to an album. The single, The Presidential Press Conference, was a minor hit in 1961. Will Jordan did other impressions, including Bing Crosby, Groucho Marx, and Jack Benny. Will Jordan just passed away at 91. Thank you very much, Bob, for getting this one back on the radar. You know, half the battle with what I've asked for the Bubbles and the Think Tank family to do is to just go in and say whether or not I should even do these things. Should I look at it further? Should I not look at it further? That's half the battle. That takes a big chunk of the time, just doing the obits every week. So I appreciate the help. So we're going to start off with a little something that Bob suggested, and then go in to one or two other things depending on the timing, because this one particular record doesn't say how long this track is, and I did not preview it because I feel that safe. So I'm not exactly sure how long it is. So depending on how long it goes, maybe we will, maybe we won't play a third thing. That was a lot of information, I know. Never mind. Let's just get into the next radio obituary for Will Jordan right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is Ed Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to sing for you. So let's really hear it for me. Let's really hear it for me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, bye-bye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance. That might have been.
Bye-bye, love.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and folks, I want to tell you about our really big shoe, really big, really big. How big? Really big, that's how big. Up in the balcony is a wonderful fellow. Ben Hogan, would you do me a favor, Ben? Would you hit a ball up here, please? Right in the eye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about next week's really big show. For next week, we're going to have for you 740 teeth, Polish dentists. They're going to be out here to perform their remarkable extractions. And we're going to get them to drill for you right here on the stage. And also another great television first, for the first time on our show, Steve Allen. How about that? Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy me, ladies and gentlemen? How about it for me tonight? Did you really enjoy yourselves? Let's really hear it for me. How about it for me? Let's really, really, really hear it for me. Did you like me? Did you really enjoy
me? Well, good afternoon, opera lovers, and welcome once again to Opera in the Sticks. This is your host, Milton Host, and today we will be hearing the radio premiere of PDQ Bach's long-neglected half-act opera, The Stoned Guest, as performed by the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople Heavy Opera Company. The house lights have already been...
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
...will rise to reveal the impenetrable forest in which a high-born lady of the lowlands, Donna Ribalda, finds herself lost. Lost, perhaps, but not alone, for presently she is joined by the castanet-clicking Carmen Gia, and later by an itinerant nobleman, Don Octave. Now the conductor, Maestro John Nelson, has fallen into the pit, and in a moment we will hear the sprightly opening chords of the overture.
Whatchamacallit.